BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Yeah, I saw some of the pictures this morning. There's snow in a lot of places this
morning. So 285 is kind of like I can go to the cabin that way, and it is covered in snow.
Yeah, and up at the tunnel. And I guess the mountains are really getting it. They're going to get probably a couple of feet of snow. Yep. I saw where they were snowing, Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Really?
They got 4 to 6 inches of snow yesterday.
Wacky.
Hawaii, man. On the mountains, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, coming up at 7:20 this morning, we've been following the story for a long time. The guy and his wife that went on a cruise, and he got sick, real sick. In fact, almost died. He's in a hospital in Copenhagen. He's been there for quite a while. His family's been trying to get him back here. But it takes a medevac-type airplane to bring him home because of his condition. They need $150,000 to get him back. Well, when this started, I mean, they were zero, and they started the GoFundMe. And I think it's very close right now, right? Was it 100?
I think it's at 141, I think.
Something like that yesterday, right? We're close. Yeah. We're going to get an update from his son.
Good.
They're in Copenhagen. And I think the mom and dad are still there. I don't know his condition, but we'll figure all that out with the son, Payne, when we speak to him at 7:20 this morning.
I'll let him tell you, but his dad had moved his left hand.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know if they told him to, but he did have movement in his left hand, so that was good.
That's good,
So. We're trucking along.
Yeah, but you know, we've had several texts of people asking, hey, what's the update?
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of news stations and stuff, they move on from a story.
Right.
And you don't really get resolved from it. And so we thought we'd follow up this morning from the Sun and see where we stand. Because if they're at $141,000.
$142,000
now. $142,000. And he's able to get on this medevac and fly home, then maybe they're in the process of doing that. We'll find out.
I actually the other day chuckled about you.
What? What did I do? Am I garbage?
Will you stop? I knew you were going to test about that all day today.
I just love it. I'm about to change my picture. Here's
your
my new picture.
Oh, Oscar the Grouch.
I'm going to go with Oscar the Grouch in the trash can.
Oh, my God. That's
very classy.
Nice.
I like it.
I've seen a lot of people not do that one, but they've, like my friend Kevin Gabay, he's a hardcore Republican. He just changed his profile
to trash.
It's a trash can with a bunch of trash coming out. Yeah. Anyway, I was driving home, and I actually, what you did was kind of brilliant. So I said to BJ, I go,
What? Can you back up a little bit?
What?
Say that again.
What part?
The what you actually did.
Was brilliant, but there it makes you a scumbag.
Oh.
It does. Son of a.
Wow.
You cannot be brilliant and be a scumbag all at the same time.
You kind of were.
It's not possible.
Met you? So anyway, it made me laugh because I said, hey, BJ, I donated and I gave a certain amount of money or whatever to their GoFundMe. I said, I didn't see your name on there. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm the one that says anonymous $5,000.
We'll talk to Payne at 7:20. Be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Tomorrow night is Halloween. Be sure and be careful going through the neighborhoods. A lot of kiddos are going to be out there getting their candy. Jamie, you're traveling.
I am traveling.
You are off to see yourself. You got to be excited.
I'd be excited if I had a microphone.
Oh, there you go. There you go. We got a little switch up here. Shmadil, why didn't you tell me that they switched the mics? Thanks, buddy. That's okay. That's okay. We'll deal with it later. All right, bye.
Oh, my God.
All right, there you go.
All right, anyway.
So you're traveling.
I am traveling.
Now, you are going out to see your son. You haven't seen him since you went out there for, just a couple of months ago to get him into school and stuff.
Yeah. So
got to be excited.
Well, no, I'm stressed. Okay,
what?
So I'll tell you why I'm stressed out. And y'all know about this. So you know how when you have somebody house set or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, it's all about cleaning your house and hiding crap.
Seriously. it's the biggest pain in the butt ever because you want it to be perfect.
Exactly.
You don't want them to think that you live like a slob.
No.
No. You're missing the point, buddy. I'm understanding. You're not. Trust me. No, you are missing the point. I know what she's talking about.
Yeah,
you got to... How do you
okay, so
say
I have this pillow called Hide the Vibe.
Right? Seek our son.
Okay.
We're not worried about that candy wrapper on the floor. Jeepers.
And so it's a throw pillow, right? But it has like blow up kind of cushion around it so you can't feel inside of it, and you zip it up, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a little pocket thing. Anyway, and so I was like putting it on, I have like a little sitting area in my bedroom, and I put it in the sitting, I was like, dude, that so looks out of place. Yeah.
That doesn't go there.
And for all you kids that are going to trick or treat tomorrow night, the vibe just means how you feel.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a vibe.
It's a
cool, you know
cool
how that
guy.
Works.
Yeah. Yeah, cool
so you
guy.
Got a pillow that tells yeah. you how you feel.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Anyway, so like,
now,
go ahead.
I haven't asked this.
Okay.
Who's house sitting?
It doesn't matter.
No. All right, listen. Okay. We're buddies, okay?
We are buddies.
I'm not a judger,
okay? Yeah.
I'm not a judger.
Yeah.
Who's house sitting? Who's house sitting so that I can vet this person for you? Because I think you need that.
Obviously, I have vetted this person.
Well.
Yeah, quite well.
Well, I'm sure you have, but there's a different type of vetting that I want to do. I'd like to do a criminal background check, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
I'd like to go ahead and spokio or whatever it is you do.
Yeah.
But I'd like to help you out with this, because I don't want you to be left with somebody that you come back and your place is cleaned out.
Yeah, right?
You never know with these yahoos.
You never
and
know.
And you run into some really shitty people in your life.
But,
I know that.
Yeah, but anyway, so the thing is like, you know, you just have to, it's like you, when you had a cleaning lady, you always cleaned your house before the cleaning lady came.
Yeah.
Remember?
I do. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's
like
do
currently I'm doing the finishing of the basement.
Right.
I can't stand for the contractor to pull up and got a load of lumber and me just sit there and he unload all of it.
Right.
I got to help him.
Yeah.
Because it looks bad.
So I'm leaving tomorrow after the show. Yeah. Tomorrow after the show, like right after the show. So everything has to be done today and we have a party tonight with the staff. So mm-hmm. I'm like kind of like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like that. But other than that, I'm really excited, though.
What's his name?
Oh, my God.
Just give me a hint, okay? Let me try to guess, okay?
No, let's not play a guessing game. It doesn't matter.
Is it the old guy from Buds?
Yeah, Chet.
Chet
couldn't hear anything.
He wouldn't even know if there's people in the house.
Exactly. No, he'd welcome them all in. Hey, come on over. I made a rib roast or whatever. Yeah.
So are you saying that's a bad guess?
Yeah, that's a bad guess. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not Chet. God. Chet, every time I hug Chet, his what are those things
hearing
that make
aid?
He, yeah, hearing. I'm pointing, so that's why he guessed. Anyway, so his hearing aid, every time I hug him, it feeds back for some reason. Is like, and I'm like, I wonder if that hurts him more.
Yeah,
like, doesn't hear it.
Him.
He probably doesn't even hear that. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right, coming up next on the show, we're going to talk to Payne. Payne is the son, and we explained all this. The dad, bad condition. He was in very serious condition, almost died. And they're trying to get him back here to the U.S. because they were on a cruise. He's in a hospital in Copenhagen, trying to raise the money. We'll get an update. We'll get an update from his son, Payne, and we'll do it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app where you can get the full program. You'll get the podcast later on today. Remember, this weekend, we haven't mentioned this yet, this weekend is the time change weekend.
It sure is.
Fall back?
Yep, fall back. My gosh. And last night was our last night at whatever time for sunset.
Sunset, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Yep. Last time?
Last night was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, done.
Now it goes to what, 5:30 or something?
Probably something like that. Yeah. It slowly chips away at it.
Sucks.
Last night, it goes to 5:30. It changes 30 minutes day?
No, but last night was the last 6 o'clock sunset.
Oh, so now it goes to 5:59.
Yeah.
Oh, and gotcha.
Like, I thought so they said like 5:30 or something. I don't
Could
know
be.
No, they can't change 30 minutes of one day.
I don't know. That's what I mean.
It's before 6 o'clock is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A couple of minutes. Maybe a minute. Whatever.
Whatever.
All right. BJ, Jamie, and we've been following the story from the very beginning. It's a heartbreaking story, although silver lining with this story. The guy's name is Guy Matlock. He and his wife, Adrian, they went over to, they went on a cruise. They were celebrating their wedding anniversary, and they went on a cruise. He got sick. Do we remember exactly what made him sick?
He just
flu.
Yeah, he just fell ill. Everything was fine, and then he just said he didn't want to go on an excursion because he didn't feel well. And so his wife Adrian said, you know, just stay at the in the cabin and rest. And then they had one of their friends check on him, and he was in bad shape. Like all of a sudden,
it turned out to be like a super bug or something.
Yeah,
this thing went from a sniffle to deadly in a matter of like that.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm sorry about that. But it went fast. Yeah. Now, we've got good news, and we also have his son, Payne, on the line because they're still in Copenhagen, from what I understand.
His mom and dad are.
Trying to get him home. All right, let's go to Payne. Payne, good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you guys?
We're good. I'm sure this is starting to, just really taking a toll, huh?
Yeah, it's taking a toll on everybody, but we're coming down the home stretch now. Yeah. So.
Well, we had a lot of people that have been, texting us here in the studio asking for an update, so we thought we'd do one with you this morning. We also have been watching the GoFundMe page. A big shout-out to Steel Bros Heating.
Right.
They donated $10,000. Yeah. The former owner, Dave, he gave five, and then the company gave five, $10,000. So the money is that. Give us a complete update. Where do we stand today?
Where we stand today, right now we just fell just short of the goal that we wanted, but we were able to pull some cash together, and we're just kind of waiting for GoFundMe to be able to transfer that to my mom's account, so that way we can get their ambulance and get them home. All right. So we're hoping in the next few days it should hit the account, and then we should be able to get them back here to Colorado.
I'm just so, like, I don't know why. It's like, their goal was 150, right? And we're at 142, 665. I'm like, how can we miss it by that much?
I'm sure, right now. I mean, the GoFundMe is still there, right?
Yeah, it is. And and we appreciate everybody that's donated. And if you could still donate, that'd be amazing. Right. Home-wise, everything's going to be okay, but the medical bills are definitely going to come in when he gets here, and we start going through rehab and stuff.
Okay.
So if you go to GoFundMe, it's just put Guy and Adrian Matlock, and it should pop up. Guy and Adrian Matlock. It's Bring Guy and Adrian Matlock Home Safely is the actual name. Or if you go to our Facebook page, you're still pinned at the top, and you can click on there and donate.
All right. So hopefully we reach that money. Now let's get to something really important here. Give us a complete update here. How is Dad doing?
He is. He's still not talking. He's opening up his eyes. He's looking around a lot, he's kind of shuffling his feet back and forth in the bed. It kind of looks like he can definitely hear you, and he knows that there's people in the room, and he's always kind of curious about what they're doing. And my mom really thinks that his emotions are there because she showed up the other day, and he looked at her and started crying like she had left him there, and she said that he had did the same thing this morning too.
Wow.
So it's kind of a good thing to see that emotions are still rolling through his head and he's just not able to physically show them yet.
Right.
They're good tears.
Is he comprehending? Does he know who he is, where he is?
Well, they don't know because he can't talk.
We don't know.
He can't talk. Yeah, but what he's saying is, even though that's sad that he was crying, it's a good sign because he only does that when his wife walks in.
So that means that part of the brain
is still in good shape.
Here's what I don't understand. You got a GoFundMe there, and there's $142,000. And you got these air flight, flight for life type people that are going to fly him back here with an airplane that's medically equipped to carry him. They can't somehow just go ahead and say, okay, we get it. The money's there. You will eventually get it. Let's just get him home. They can't make a move without money in full.
No, it's kind of crazy. They don't. And it's the U.S. Embassy and the consulate there have actually been helping out a lot, contacting GoFundMe and telling them, like, hey, you need to speed this process up. And, the money's there. They just need to get it over. And it's went from like a 7-day process to hopefully it should be in the account the next day or so.
And I was just thinking people need to donate even more because you guys are going to have to probably pay taxes on that, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't think you do GoFundMe.
Yeah, you do.
You do?
Because I can't write it off. And so they pay taxes.
I thought a donation like that you could get it and there's no taxes.
No,
on it.
I mean, the only good news is they'll have all their medical bills to write off against, but yeah.
Either way, the idea is to get him home so that you can see him and be there with him and the rest of the family, because right now it's just mom with the struggles over there with him. And you guys would love to have him back here.
Oh, wait, it's saying it's not taxable?
No, I don't think it is.
I thought it was.
No, I saw. I'm pretty sure
it can be taxed.
Yeah, no, somebody told me they were taxed on it, though.
I I don't know. I have no idea. But the bottom line is get him home, right? Yeah. That's what we're looking at here. We want to get him home. If you can contribute, please give a few bucks here and there or whatever you can give. If you're a company out there that you can give $1,000 or $2,000, go ahead and write that check for us. That'd be great too. I mean, they're just short of it, but I think you're gonna get some good news here soon. I hope you do.
We really hope so too. And anybody that doesn't have Facebook or anything, we did create an email address for them that want to go ahead and follow the story and get any updates on them. We'll go ahead and we'll do like a weekly newsletter on it.
You know, I've put into Google Matlock GoFundMe, I've put in Guy Matlock GoFundMe, I put in Adrian GoFundMe. Every one of them pops up with your information.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's out there. It's out there. It's like, easy to find.
I feel like GoFundMe is holding their money hostage. Somebody else wrote that too.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, what do they want? Is it that they're afraid you're going to shut down the site and they want to keep it open?
Yeah, we don't know. That's why we've had the U.S. Embassy contact them personally.
You would think that if you hear from the U.S. Embassy in Copenhagen or even, you know, any other government agency, that you'd be GoFundMe and be going, okay, we can release this within 45 minutes. It's there.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. I know.
Because you can certainly see in your bank account, if you, you know, donated, you can see where the money's already come out of your account.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere. Yep. It doesn't make sense. Well, again, back to the good news is hopefully we can get this done and you can get him back here as soon as possible for you and the family and for them.
Yeah, for them, it'd be great to have him home.
Yeah, I mean, that might be able to do a lot for his recovery just to be back here at home with you guys.
For sure. I mean, when he sees your face, I mean, he's, you know, it is so great for his brain and stimulation and all that to have you guys in front of him.
Yep, and even when we FaceTime him too, he will follow the phone with his head and his eyes.
Yeah, he can
see us. So
that's a good sign. Yeah.
It'll be a lot better when we get everybody here, and he can have his brother, his sister, and all of his kids there at the same time.
Yeah. All right, Payne. He is the son of Guy and Adrian Matlock. Hopefully, Guy and Adrian can come home very, very soon. Payne, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Keep
you.
Us posted, yeah. Okay?
A lot there of our listeners asking questions, and you've answered a ton for us this morning. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, bub.
Oh, poor guy.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. See you later.
Man, you can hear it in his voice.
He's exhausted.
Every time we talk to him.
I know.
Every time we talk to him, you can hear it.
Again, it's GoFundMe, and it's Guy and Adrian Matlock. Guy and Adrian Matlock, and you can go and donate there. Thank you.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Carson and I were just talking. There's a surge in walking pneumonia in little kids. They've never seen this before with little kids.
Yeah.
It's not. So they said they're seeing a surge between 2 years old and 4 years old.
Which is concerning.
Yeah, right. Across the country of this walking pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And so it's just taking them by surprise because it's little kids. So don't take your kid to school or whatever because I guess it's very highly contagious. It sounds like the common cold. So it's high fever. You know, they're tired. They have a sore throat. They have a cough.
That lasts for weeks.
Yeah. It said most likely it'll go away on its own. But if you notice that your child is having a difficulty drinking or, you know, kind of breathing, like a fast breath or trying to grasp.
Like a wheezing.
Then you need to take them into the
See, that's the doctor. Scary thing is because as a parent, we're just like, you know, she got a cold. At what point do you freak out and take her to the doctor and be like, hey, this is something more serious?
No, I get you. That's the thing, because it's a fine line, because you don't want to like be that person that takes your kid all the time.
For every little thing. But
literally, like the one time I didn't take my kid, then he ended up in the hospital.
You see?
Yeah, I know. So I took him finally to the doctor because he wasn't stopping throwing up. And the doctor's like, he needs to go to Children's right now.
But at
like
least,
that day.
Yeah. But at least with this diagnosis or whatever, I guess mainly just look out for the not drinking of water or trouble swallowing and all that.
Right. Yeah. And then take them. So, yeah, this is a weird thing. Just little kids with walking pneumonia.
Yeah.
They said they've never seen a surge like this. So that's crazy. All right. Let's see here. What was I going to tell you? A couple of things. First of all, I feel bad for Blake Lively. I don't think she's pregnant, but I think she already has like four kids. But people are saying she looks pregnant. What the hell?
Have you seen the picture?
No.
Does she look? Oh, you
I
don't
have
know?
Not seen. Mm. No.
Has anybody seen the picture?
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
Nobody's seen the picture.
No, nobody's seen the picture, but they're saying that she looks pregnant. I was like,
I haven't seen it.
I feel like she just had a kid. And then the other thing is Miss Rachel is trending, and I can't figure out why.
Miss Rachel.
Rachel
Ray?
Yeah.
No.
What's Miss Rachel?
Miss Rachel. She's popular. She's a YouTube star.
She talks like this.
She's from Canada. She used to be a teacher. So right. She's got a degree, like her master's
Mama.
Degree. And, yeah. And like, say mom, mommy, dada. And Little Debbie is hooked on her. And she even just released her own toy line, book line at Target. We almost bought like 17 toys the other day because she recognized that it was Miss Rachel.
I bet that's why she's trending. Because I was like, why is Miss Rachel trending? I see the videos all the time. They're like, watch my kid turn on Miss Rachel. These little kids are like, they're just, I mean, babies. And they're like this. And then she comes on. Hello! And they're like, ah!
They freak out.
How long has she been around? She's been around for quite a while.
Yeah.
But, I've
never
heard
of her. These kids are like comatose, right? And it's like Jesus just came.
It's like a Taylor Swift concert.
It is.
It's like a movement.
I mean, this kid is like this, like in a milk coma, and then the lady turns up Miss Rachel, and the kids, ah! It's so funny. All right.
Sounds harmful.
Well, you do wonder why, like, this woman's voice, like, gets them going so much.
Yeah.
You know?
And I will say, though, Little Debbie, she's learned a lot.
She has.
I think it's helped her a little bit. I mean, we don't sit her in front of her all the time, but if she's getting tired and we have her out past her bedtime or whatever and we're coming home, it's Miss Rachel all
Miss
the way.
Miss Rachel. We had Caillou, and Caillou did teach my son how to say no thank you and yes please.
See?
And people were so impressed because my kid would be like, no, thank you. I'm like, yes.
Some good can come of it.
That bald little freak helped us out. Caillou. All right, anyway, Ryan Reynolds. I already talked about him. Channing Tatum is who I wanted to talk to. Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz have broken off their engagement. I like them together. Channing Tatum, Zoe Kravitz, after 3 years together, we don't really know why, but they just called off their engagement.
3 years?
Yeah.
That's a good run. No, I mean, that's plenty, right?
Yeah,
three years?
3 years. Yep. Solid, right?
Yeah.
Liam Neeson, remember he proclaimed his love to Pamela Anderson? And I guess Pamela Anderson might be into him, too.
She's loving him back?
Yeah, she might like him, too.
Yeah, good.
I guess she made him cookies.
She did?
Yeah.
So he's having her cookie, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Spadil, that was creepy.
Yeah.
What?
I wonder how you go from, like, Tommy Lee, who's, like, cool, to Liam Neeson, who's, like, old.
Well.
I mean, Liam Neeson's 72, Pamela Anderson's 57, and Tommy Lee's just this cool guy, right? He's still, even though he's probably like 60 now, he's just cool. I don't know. It's hard to go from a rock and roller to a suit guy.
Yeah. Well, know? It's been a while, though.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, so take what you can get, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dingo Dinkelman is dead.
Who?
What?
I don't know Rachel.
I don't either.
Miss Rachel. I don't know Dingo Dinkelman. What world am I living in?
How could you not know Dingo Dinkelman?
I don't know Dingo.
Oh, my God.
Who's Dingo?
He's the South African Steve Irwin. Duh.
Oh,
he is?
Yeah.
Steve Irwin? You mean like the guy that died? Because he got hit with a... What did he get hit with? Stingray or something?
Yeah. Right to the heart.
Yeah. Right to the heart, man.
Yeah, so Dingo Dinkelman is the Steve Irwin of South Africa. This is so sad. And so he had a YouTube channel that was very popular. He's a reptile handler. And I guess he got bitten by like a black mamba.
So one of the creatures actually killed him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that is Steve Irwin.
I know, isn't that sad?
That is weird that you're that person of that part of the world, and you die the same way. What do the animals get you?
Yeah, so a snake bite. I guess he's been into a medically induced coma for a couple of weeks, and he's succumbed to the...
Holy cow.
I know, right? Somebody said, Jamie, Tommy Lee is not cool. I feel like if for a 60-year-old dude, he's cool compared to Liam Neeson.
I feel like he'll always be cool.
I feel like Liam Neeson wears, like, sweatpants to be comfy because he's 72. Tommy Lee's still wearing jeans, bro.
I don't see Tommy. I don't see Tommy a lot.
His wife has is on all over TikTok.
I see that guy from Kiss a lot. That Paul Stanley.
He pops up a lot.
He looks
like a girl.
Yeah, he looks like he's had a lot of plastic surgery.
I think he has.
He looks very tight.
And very girly.
But I don't see Tommy Lee that often.
Well, his girlfriend is always on. She's all over social media.
Yeah.
Anyway, so sad news about Dingle Dinkleman. I want to tell you guys to go to, I don't know where all you put it, Carson, but you'll be happy to know that Carson and Bree did try the Dancing with the Stars challenge.
Woo! Don't even go watch it. It's very terrible. Nice. It's terrible.
No, you know what? I watched it. The first one, I feel like she helps you more, and it feels like it's so close.
Because she was leaning into it a little bit more on the first one. But.
Yeah, and I feel like that one was close. The second one, I feel like you broke her ankle.
But I will tell you, like the first time we did it, that first one, I heard her hip pop.
Oh,
like, I was pulling that hard. And she said it was literally like I was pulling the skin off of her leg.
You're going to lose your insurance claim. You did it for social media. They're not going to pay for that.
Man. It is. I know. Remember, somebody else said that they broke their ankle.
I wasn't even trying to pull that. Like, I feel like I wasn't trying to pull that hard, but she was like, you almost ripped my hip out of my socket. Sorry, I was just trying to get you up.
I feel like so many couples actually fought over this.
100%.
Yeah, because each one says the other one's not doing it right.
Yeah. It's a blame game.
Yeah. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. So anyway, go on our Facebook page. Did you put it anywhere else?
I'll put it on Instagram later, but it's everywhere.
Probably a lot of couples fight started over this too, because the guy looks at her and says, not a chance.
I just said all that.
I'm just saying, a lot of fights.
Why doesn't he hear me? I said that whole thing, and then he said, because it's a blame game. You didn't hear any of that.
No, mine was more about...
What?
Size. Large, extra large. Things like that.
He never listened.
Unmovable objects.
Mine was a one-way blame game. It wasn't a two-way blame game. It was one way.
Just didn't even listen. Didn't even...
A little different.
Well, say that, because otherwise you sounded dumb, because you sound like you didn't hear anything.
Oh, I knew exactly what I was saying.
Well, say the fat part. Just say the word. Otherwise, it didn't even make sense. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, Nelly is relaunching Apple Bottom Jeans. I did not know that Nelly was the reason that Flo Rida and T-Pain made that song. Did you guys know that?
I had no idea.
Me either. I guess Nelly, a long time ago, came out with... jeans that he called Apple Bottom Jeans, and in 2002, and then Flo Rida and T-Pain loved the jeans, and so they're like Apple Bottom Jeans.
Whoa.
Boots with the fur.
The fur.
The whole club was looking at her.
Anyway, so he's relaunching the jeans. So there you go. That's Tabloid Trash.
That's it.
Yep.
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice.